Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number one of the Wednesday edition of the show. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the number. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where everything that you'll find is totally free. Coming up here tonight, the Supreme Court apparently has trimmed whistleblower rights. What's that mean? Well, we'll discover. Also, Bin Laden, who may have claimed responsibility for the 9/11 attacks, we'll explore that as well. A violent Christian video game, a police officer molesting a teenage boy, the FDA story that we promised last night, why it is that the FDA has refused to allow you to use the very same sunscreen that the rest of the world is able to enjoy. All of that is coming up here tonight. Of course, your calls, 800-259-9231, your emails as well, if we can sneak them in here. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Let's start with the FDA story, because I sold it all last night, and I said we'd get to it, so best start now rather than getting distracted.
I agree.
This actually from John Stossel over at ABC News. We think of July and August as the peak of summer, but when it comes to sunburn, now is the peak. Next Tuesday, June 21st. Next Tuesday, huh? Next Tuesday isn't June 21st. I don't know what that means. The longest is the longest day.
It happens.
Of the year.
You know, sometimes they release these articles early by accident.
Maybe. I think Stossel's on Time Cube time.
Well, this is a new article. Anyway, it's the longest day of the year when the sun is the highest in the sky. So it's now that the sun does the most damage. Like most people, you probably think that you know what to do about it. You slather on the sunscreen when you're out in the sun. Our suntan lotions are good at screening out the sun's UVB rays, the ones that cause sunburn and skin cancers, but most people don't realize that their sunscreens don't offer much protection against UVA rays, which are the ones that put wrinkles in your skin. Let's see, according to Dr. Daryl Riggle, the clinical professor of dermatology at New York University, quote, ultraviolet A light ages your skin, and the reason it does that is that it's a longer wavelength, so it can penetrate deeper into your skin. Okay. And instead of attacking the upper layers of the skin where skin cancer often forms, it attacks the layers that give your skin its tone, the elasticity, as we call it. You'll get the lines, the wrinkles, and all the things associated with aging, which, one thing's for sure, in America's society today, aging is the enemy.
Oh, yeah.
And
yes.
American consumers spend billions of dollars a year, millions, billions of dollars a year trying to prevent aging. We do everything we can to keep wrinkles from appearing on our faces, I think especially American women. So this might be important to them.
Youth is important.
Well, there's good news. Lotions that contain the ingredients oxybenzone, titanium dioxide, or Parsol 1789 actually block out some UVA rays.
I do love Parsol 1789.
Who doesn't?
But 1788, that's outdated. Doctors say a chemical,
so 1788.
Doctors say a chemical called Mexoral offers even better protection. According to Dr. Vincent DeLeo at Columbia University, quote, it produces a product which gives us almost perfect protection against sunshine. People are happily protecting themselves with Mexoral on the beaches of Rio de Janeiro, the streets of Paris, in Canada, Mexico, and Australia. Mexoral is the number one individual ingredient in terms of protection from ultraviolet A radiation. But, even though dermatologists say Mexoral is the best, you can't legally buy it in the United States.
Hmm.
It's illegal. Why? Well, because the Food and Drug Administration won't approve it.
Why is that?
Well, they won't even say why. The FDA is charged with making sure no drug is sold unless the government thinks it's safe and effective. Dermatologists think it's just stuck in the bureaucracy. It routinely takes 12 to 15 years for a drug to get approval. All along, I thought it was only 10 years.
that's it?
After an approved drug, like Vioxx, for example, gets bad publicity as a health risk, the FDA gets particularly cautious. But is there no common sense here? All drugs have risks as well as benefits. Mexoral has been in use in other countries for 13 years. It's passed many safety tests. Why won't our FDA even talk about it? Although buying or selling sunscreens with Mexoral is illegal in the United States, that doesn't mean sunscreens with Mexoral aren't bought and sold here. We found it at some pharmacies. It was expensive, $30 to $50, according to one of the university guys. Quote, people really want this stuff. They'll go to pharmacies and keep it under the counter. It's like it's a secret ingredient, like Prohibition or something, and people will still buy it. I don't fault the pharmacies. They're serving the customers, says John Stossel. Everyone's always telling us, protect yourself from the sun. But then the government, the U.S. government, won't give us permission to have the best sunscreen. Give me a break, says John Stossel. So, no comment from the FDA. No comment as to why it is that Mexoral is even off the table.
Why should they comment?
Well, I guess there's no reason why. I mean, it just would dig them in the hole deeper.
They have no motivation to comment.
Right, and apparently they don't have any motivation to actually approve this drug, which has been on shelves across the world for 13 years.
I mean, Oil of Olay has a reason to want to supply Mexoral to people, but the FDA doesn't have any reason to do anything.
Nope, where's their cut?
Nothing. Well, now they do get millions of dollars in the testing process,
that
but
is so.
It doesn't really matter.
Billions of dollars.
Really,
as I understand it.
It's amazing the amount that it takes to get through.
Right. It's amazing that companies in America will actually these companies that create medicines and that sort of thing, pills, will actually jump through all of the hoops. I mean, there are so many. I mean, it costs billions of dollars. It costs over a decade of time to actually get drugs to the marketplace. It's amazing to me that these people even bother to go through the process. Thank goodness we actually have the people that want to take the time and effort to traverse the bureaucracy.
Kudos to the pharmacies who are selling this sunscreen.
Under the table?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, good for them. I mean, there's obviously demand for it. People, the word's gotten out about Mexoral, and now it's going out here on Free Talk Live. I'm sure there's a variety of different competing sunscreens around the world that actually have this ingredient. It's just an ingredient. It's not, a single brand, as I understand it. It can be used in a variety of products.
I wonder if you can go online and purchase your Mexoral brand, whatever.
Import it.
It's
a good question.
You would think you can get drugs from Canada.
Sure.
Yeah, I can't imagine that the customs department is going to stop you from importing sunscreen. I mean, can they look at all the packages that come here from overseas? That's not possible, is it?
I sent some Cohibas to myself from Toronto one time, and they didn't show up.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Wow. Why do you think? Do you think they sniff them with dogs? I mean, how do they do it? They don't open. They don't open every package, do they?
I have no answer.
Well, they probably wouldn't, the customs fellows, that is, probably wouldn't have much use for sunscreen.
Ah, whereas if they actually came across some Cohibas.
Yeah.
50 Cohibas.
That's a lot of Cohibas.
Wasn't cheap.
They had a reason to confiscate it then in that place, in that case. 800-259-9231.
The real things, not the ones grown in Jamaica. You know, these are the ones
right
in Cuba.
Yes.
1-800-259-9231, that is the toll-free number. So if you think that the FDA is a necessary organization, if we're being a little too mean to the FDA tonight, I'd like to have you call in to defend them, because to me they seem totally useless. I really have no use whatsoever for the FDA. I trust if I'm going to investigate some sort of a medication for myself, I'm going to talk to multiple doctors about it. I'm going to go and get expert opinions on it. I'm going to do my own research regardless of what the FDA says. I certainly am not going to take their word for it. As we found out before on Free Talk Live, they're politically motivated. There are people in the FDA using their administrative ability to say yes or no to certain drugs that they may or may not like based on whether or not they've gotten a handout from the company that's trying to promote this drug. Or maybe they're using their personal bias. For instance, we talked about, was it Plan B? Not too long ago, we talked about the Plan B pill that the FDA is apparently just screwing around with. Or it's one of those birth control style measures.
I believe it was Plan B.
Yeah, that they're just basically futzing around and taking their sweet time with, and maybe just going to refuse it all out, because, they don't like the idea. It doesn't matter if it's safe or effective. It's just that the bureaucrats in charge just might not like it. And of course, then there's the old excuse of, well, if it only saves one life, what if you put this suntan lotion on and it burned off your skin? What if you were extra sensitive to it?
Well, in the process, they're killing scores of people in not releasing these drugs when they ought to be released.
Well, at least in this case, in the process, they're allowing more people to get more wrinkles than might be necessary. 800-259-9231, you take control of the airwaves. I don't think there's anybody out there that's going to defend the FDA. On the way, we'll tell you the story from Iraq, the slaughter of civilians from one Marine who was nearby. It's Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or visit freestateproject.org.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. On our website, you'll find all kinds of stuff, and it's all totally free. The bulletin board system is there, over 100,000 posts for you to surf around through, and about 1,200 people are interacting there. Serious issues, fun stuff, you'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, that's bbs.freetalklive.com. So we move from the FDA, the useless FDA, because nobody wanted to call and defend them. As I don't think we've ever had anyone call and defend the FDA.
I've talked to people who try to defend them.
Really?
When I bring it up, I say, well, I see the FDA as useless, and they kill more people than they save. And how could you disband the FDA? People will be selling snake oil left and right.
Oh, my God, snake oil.
As though there's no snake oil out there today.
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, they do. The whole herbal industry, there are snake oil salesmen out there.
Of course.
Sorry.
Well, yeah, you can sell snake oil so long as you put on the product claims not approved or endorsed by the FDA. Then you can sell whatever you want. And I think it's important to also point out that when we talk about getting rid of the FDA, we're talking about not just getting rid of the FDA, but also replacing it with voluntary alternatives, competing voluntary alternatives. So, for instance, I know that Consumer Reports actually puts out, I believe it's called the Pill Book. I'm not positive on the name of it, but there's a once-a-year publication from Consumer Reports listing, I think, virtually all the pills on the market and, you know, what they do. And I'm not sure all the details that they list.
I'd imagine the kids find it very useful.
I'm sure they do. Sure. But nonetheless, the information is there. That's just one example of what we might have available to us times 100, you know, times 10 if the FDA was gone, because then there'd be different interest groups that would be competing to bring us the best, most honest information about the medical products on the marketplace. So
that would be ideal.
Right. We're not talking about a dangerous, unknown world of chemicals. We're talking about a world where we actually know more about the chemicals that we take because of competition. Because people want to be informed. At least I do.
And the chemicals that we take would be available to us much, much sooner.
And cheaper.
And cheaper.
Because, that's right, not only would they be sooner, you might be taking a risk. I mean, up front, if you're an early adopter of a brand new pill, then they'll probably sell it to you with a consent form saying, hey, you know, we're still testing this. So
we'll give it to you cheap.
Right, essentially, you're being a guinea pig. But that would be their choice to make.
Indeed.
And so later on down the line, after it's been tested enough and time-trialed and proven, then you'll feel comfortable going and purchasing it. I mean, the marketplace mechanisms will be put in place. 800-259-9231-2, a sad story. I mean, I don't know if there are happy stories that come out of Iraq. This one coming from MSNBC, Baghdad. Two Iraqi women from today, by the way. Two Iraqi women were shot to death north of Baghdad after coalition forces fired on a vehicle that failed to stop at an observation post.
Now, this happens more often than not, because these observation posts, from what I understand, move place to place. Traffic in Baghdad's crazy anyway.
Mm-hmm. And I guess, you know, you could understand, first of all, we're against being there in the first place on Free Talk Live. We want to bring all the troops home from around the world, etc. But we're there, and so when we hear these stories, you sort of think, well, we don't want our troops getting blown up. Because that's the idea. The idea is, oh no, that car's blowing past the observation post. We better blow it up before it gets to us and possibly detonates, right? Because they could be a mad bomber behind the wheel.
I can tell you that if I was a troop stationed over there, I wouldn't be. But if I was, and I had a AK-47 or AR-15 that they have,
yep.
I would shoot anybody who it looked to me like was going to blow me up. So.
Well, as it turns out, Iraqi police and relatives say one of the women in the car, there were two of them, was about to give birth.
Oh,
horse feathers. It was a basket of grenades.
The car clearly entered a clearly marked prohibited area near coalition troops at an observation post, but failed to stop despite repeated visual and auditory warnings, according to the U.S. military. Mm. Shots were fired to disable the vehicle. Coalition forces later received reports from Iraqi police that two women had died from gunshot wounds. One of them may have been pregnant. AP television news footage showed the women's bodies wrapped in sheets and lying on stretchers outside of Samarra General Hospital, while residents pointed to bullet holes on the windshield of a car and a pool of blood on the seat.
What a bummer.
Yeah. So she was trying to get to the hospital, presumably, or somewhere, to where she could give birth. But instead, three lives were taken that day.
Mm. Now, if you're trying to disable a vehicle, wouldn't it make sense to, I don't know, shoot a tire, maybe the engine?
Well, I mean, it's one thing to shoot a tire on a sitting vehicle. It's another thing to actually hit a tire on a moving vehicle.
And if you shoot into the engine compartment, it's just a guess of mine, but you could miss the engine and just go right through the firewall there and
quite so.
Somebody, I guess.
A little safer, though, than shooting into the windshield.
Yeah,
for the passengers of the car, anyway.
Windshield might be not the place to...
Might imagine, I mean, we've talked about the tragedies of the Iraq War. Obviously, one of the major tragedies is all the innocent people that have been killed. I mean... There are different estimates out there, but some of them are in the multiple thousands, some of them over 100,000, of the innocents, the ones that weren't toting weapons around in Iraq that have died as collateral damage as part of the war. That's certainly a tragedy. Certainly the over 2,000 U.S. troops, our friends, family members, have died. That's a tragedy as well, not to mention those that have been injured. I think there's over 14,000 of them now, maybe even higher than that. So losing arms, losing legs, taking shrapnel to the chest, that sort of thing. Those are tragedies.
We don't get those numbers.
And then there are the guys, the troops, that are just brain damaged. Just harmed mentally by this war. Maybe they escape without a scratch. Maybe they just breathed in a little bit of dirt and had a tough time out in the desert, but they're able to walk and they have all their body parts intact. It doesn't mean that they weren't harmed too and that they aren't also part of this tragedy that is the Iraq War. And so here's a story of one man, Lance Corporal Roel Ryan Briones from the L.A. Times, says bloody scenes are haunting him. He's tormented by two memories of November 19th, 2005 in Haditha, Iraq. The first is of the body of his best friend and fellow Marine, blown apart just after dawn by a roadside bomb. The second is of the lifeless form of a small Iraqi girl, one of two dozen unarmed civilians allegedly killed by members of his Camp Pendleton unit, Kilo Company, 3rd Battalion, 1st Marine Regiment, 1st Marine Division. We've heard about these guys. This is the story of the Marines that went into a Iraqi home.
Or whatever.
Yeah, they went into an Iraqi home with guns a-blazing and just took out whoever was inside. Women, children. We've heard the story. We've heard the allegations. They're being investigated right now. This guy was nearby. Briones, a wiry, soft-spoken 21-year-old, interviewed Sunday at his family home in Central Valley City, said he was not among the small group of Marines that military investigators have concluded killed the civilians, including the children, women, and elderly men. As you might imagine, those guys are probably sequestered, and they can't talk to the media. However, Briones, who goes by Ryan, said he took photographs of the victims and helped carry their bodies out of their homes as part of the cleanup crew sent in the late afternoon on the day of the killings. They ranged from little babies to adult males and females, said Ryan. I'll never be able to get that out of my head. I can still smell the blood. This left something in my head and heart. He said he erased the digital photos he took at the scene after first providing them to the Haditha Marine Command Center. He said Navy investigators later interrogated him about the pictures and confiscated his camera. At least two military investigations are underway into the incident in Haditha, which is emerging as possibly the worst case of alleged criminal misconduct by U.S. forces in the three-year-old war. Well, it's the worst case we've heard about, at least. 800-259-9231. We'll continue the story of Lance Corporal Ryan Briones and what he saw on that fateful day in Iraq. Coming up, you take control of the airwaves as well. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there. Dozens of ladies have sent in validated photos, which means that in the picture, they're proving that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by going to the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. Hey, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So we're talking about the story of the 12 Marines that are currently being investigated for allegedly shooting up a bunch of innocent folk in Iraq.
They did have a roadside bomb go off. I can imagine they were pretty angry, but I don't think that excuses the behavior.
No, it doesn't excuse killing innocent people.
No.
Ever.
Yeah, 24 wrongs don't make a right.
As you pointed out, Mark, if it was one of us, we wouldn't be over there following these orders in the first place. All of these guys who have sworn to uphold the Constitution are actually violating the Constitution by simply being in Iraq, period, let alone following the rest of the orders that they're being given. Nonetheless, let's talk about this story. It's from the L.A. Times. The gentleman we're discussing is Corporal, Lance Corporal, Roel Ryan Briones. He goes by Ryan, and he was nearby this scene. He wasn't one of the 12 Marines, which is why we're actually getting to hear from him, because these guys are not allowed to talk to the media, as you might imagine.
He's probably a little upset that his camera got taken, too.
Yes,
I know I would be.
Well, he was involved in the cleanup. He carried bodies out. He took digital photos. And yeah, then the Navy brass took his digital camera. Of the 12 Marines being investigated, three or four are thought to have done the killing. According to officials briefed on the investigation, the others are being investigated for failing to stop the killings or for not reporting the incident truthfully. Briones is the first of his unit to speak publicly about the events. His account provides background on the atmosphere and the activities that day in the Euphrates River town and the traumatic memories that it left in its wake. Shortly after 7 a.m. on November 19th, Briones, who received a Purple Heart during a previous tour in Iraq that included fierce fighting in Fallujah, said his team of five men was called to respond to a roadside bomb explosion about 300 yards outside Kilo Company's Firm Base Sparta, located in an abandoned school. When they arrived about 10 minutes later at the smoky, chaotic scene in a residential neighborhood, he said he saw the remains of his best friend, Lance Corporal Miguel T.J. Terrazas.
His stink.
His body split in half.
Huh.
You want to talk about stink. Resting in the destroyed Humvee in which he had been riding. According to Ryan, he had a giant hole in his chin. His eyes were rolled back up in his skull. Apparently he recalled his friend, the 20-year-old Texan. He said he draped a poncho over the body of his drinking buddy and workout partner and said a short prayer over his body. After the explosion, Marines began a methodical sweep of homes looking for the bomber or people who knew his identity, according to officials briefed on the investigation. At some point during the sweep, Marines entered three nearby homes, killing the people inside. Briones said he didn't see any of this. It was such a blur, smoky, and smelled like an explosion. I only saw TJ because he was right there. I practically walked into him. He said his team evacuated two other soldiers in Terrazas' unit who were wounded in the explosion. Briones and his team, including a Navy medical corpsman identified as Brian Witt, evacuated the two wounded to a nearby soccer field where they were picked up by a helicopter, then returned to the Sparta home base. Quote, we went back to the firm base and just waited. A lot of people were mad. Everybody had just had a terrible feeling about what had happened to TJ. Apparently, he then retreated to a dark corner of camp to collect his thoughts. Only 20 at the time, he said he didn't want his even younger 3rd Squadron team members to see that he was grieving. He said he and his team remained at the camp until they were called back to the scene of the explosion at about 5:30 p.m. the same day. When they arrived, he said most of the Marines on the site were sergeants or above, including several officers. Quote, I remember because they didn't have enough Lance Corporals to deal with the bodies. They didn't want to pick them up themselves. Brion said his team was assigned to mark the bodies of the victims by number and placed them in body bags. He said a sergeant or junior officer, he couldn't recall which, asked if any of the Marines carried personal cameras, and that he and another Marine, whom I identified as so-and-so, said they did. You're going to be combat photographers, Brion said they were told. Said they took pictures of at least 15 bodies before his camera batteries died. He then helped other Marines remove the bodies and placed them in body bags. He said his worst moment, and one that haunts him to this day, was picking up the body of a young girl who had been shot in the head. I held her out like this, he said, demonstrating with his arms extended, but her head was bobbing up and down, and the insides fell on my legs. As he spoke, his mother, Susie, a Hanford Community College teacher, silently wiped away tears. Earlier, she confided to a reporter that her son called frequently from Iraq after he experienced nightmares about the little girl. Why are we doing this to our kids?
Why are we doing it to their kids?
Yeah.
Both.
Right.
You know, if our kids weren't over there, they wouldn't be exposed to this. I can't say that in the same circumstance, if I saw, you know, my friend get blown apart, my coworker get blown apart, that I wouldn't want to enact a little vengeance. But we shouldn't be there in the first place.
His mom said he called me many times about carrying this little girl in his hands and her brain splattering on his boots. He'd say, Mom, I can't clean my boots. I can't clean my boots. I see her. He said that he and the other members of the cleanup crew remained at the site until 11 o'clock that night. When he came back, he said he dropped his Olympus megapixel camera by the unmanned Sparta Base Command Operations Center. When he came back to get the camera, he said it looked like it had been moved. So he presumed someone had downloaded the pictures, and he then erased them all. Whether the photos ever reached authorities is not clear. He also said he didn't want to give the impression that he still had copies of the photos because he didn't want his possessions or those of his family to be searched by Navy investigators.
Right.
He said there have been several examples recently of Navy investigators confiscating computers and PlayStation consoles capable of storing photographs. The photos later became the main focus of questions by investigators who interviewed him for several hours shortly before he returned home. In the second interrogation, which he said took place at their headquarters, investigators showed him photographs of the bodies similar to his, but shot from different angles. Apparently, they wanted to know if the bodies had been moved or tampered with. And then in early April, less than 36 hours after his return from Iraq, he got into serious trouble in his hometown that he and his family say was related to stress from the Haditha incident. He was charged with stealing a pickup truck, crashing it into a house, leaving the scene of the accident, driving under the influence, and resisting arrest.
Bad day.
A picture of the spectacular crash with a Ford F-150 lodged in a Hanford living room appeared on the front page of the local paper on April 4th. Released on a $35,000 bond. He's got a court case. He's now going to Alcoholics Anonymous. According to his mother, my son saw what the Marines did, and he knew who did it before the Haditha investigations began. He saw the killings, and he knew who sent the word out to do the killings. He had to clean up the bodies of the children who were sleeping in their beds. Sleeping. I didn't realize that part. I mean, I thought that it was bad enough that they had executed these kids point-blank range in the head, but they were still in their beds at the time. Susie, his mom, says she's angry at what she described as the Marines' failure to adequately decompress him and other Marines when they come home from combat. She said she was writing a book to help other families avoid what she and her son are going through. According to Ryan, quote, I used to be one of those Marines who said that post-traumatic stress is a bunch of bull. But all this stuff that keeps going through my head's eating me up. I need immediate help. Wow.
Well,
you talk about a big change.
I'd need immediate help, too, if I had that kind of court case looming over my head.
Well, no, but he's also... Are you suggesting he's BSing? Are you suggesting he's not actually feeling perturbed by carrying a little girl's body, a dead body out of a house?
Who can suggest one way or the other? That's why it would be my problem.
You know, wow, that's really callous.
Just
800-259-9231. I mean, I understand Marines are big, tough guys and everything, but I think that your perspective could change after you've carried a
dead
corpse.
Any human, whether it's male or female, would have a problem with carrying a little girl's corpse.
I understand that. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Coming up, violent Christian video game. What?
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-free Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Where we get all kinds of stuff. It's all for free. The archives are there. In fact, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience, freetalklive.com. Go and get them. We just finished telling a story about a young man who was in Iraq, 20, 21 years old. He was 20 at the time. I think he's 21 now. And he was nearby the slaughter of the, what was it, the 24?
I thought it was 24.
24 people, innocent Iraqi civilians. He was involved in the cleanup as well. He took photos, carried dead bodies out. And at one point, he pointed out that the little girl that he was carrying out of her bed, hit her brains apparently splashed out on to his shoe because she was shot in the head. And then when the story was over, Mark, you said that you thought that this guy was just putting us on, that he was just acting like he had post-traumatic stress disorder. He just really doesn't have it, in your opinion, or there's a possibility that he doesn't have it, and that he's just gaming everybody to make everyone feel sorry for him. Is that right?
Thanks for summing it up for me. No, that's not what I meant at all. What I meant was he has now done something illegal.
He crashed his truck into a house.
He has ruined his credibility. And it looks to me, and it's going to look like to anybody who takes a wry eye at what he's got, is he's not bringing this stuff forward, whether it's wrong or not. And it is.
He's not bringing this stuff forward to expose the reality of what happened. He's bringing it forward to save his butt.
So you're saying if he hadn't gotten in the auto accident, for instance, then we'd never have heard from him?
We may very well not have heard from him, and we'll never know. Because now he's bringing it up after the auto accident.
Do you think that...
More than an auto accident. The auto stealing, the getting drunk and crashing this car.
Right.
He could have killed people. More people.
Oh, yeah. No, there's no doubt about it. I mean, he was certainly in the wrong, but, I mean, his claim, of course, is that he was suffering from severe depression, severe post-traumatic stress disorder, which is a for real thing. I mean,
oh, I agree it is.
Yeah, but it's not an excuse to get loaded, get in your truck, crash into somebody's house, and drive off.
I didn't say it was an
off.
Excuse. I don't think it's going to be allowed as an excuse. I can't imagine that a judge would give him a pass on this because he just got home from a wreck.
Could post-traumatic stress disorder be argued as temporary insanity?
Does temporary insanity give you the ability to get out of crashing through somebody's living room window?
Yes. Now, I think that
really?
The gentleman would probably, if the judge said, well, son, I understand what happened to you over there in Iraq, and I'm going to drop all these charges. I don't think what he'd say is, you know, Your Honor, we have to do the right thing, and I have to pay for the crimes that I've committed. I think he'd say, woohoo, once he got out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. I mean, it's the only the reality. He's ruined his case. If not his case, he's trying to save his case, his
right.
court case, but he's trying to. But the way, the reason he brought this forward, by the looks of it, is to save his butt, not to expose the massacre.
Hmm.
Sorry. I mean,
wow.
I'm not saying.
I thought I was cynical.
That's not cynical. That's the reality of the situation.
Right.
He got himself
but
in
do you really
severe trouble.
I think the thing that I think that you're pretty callous about is the idea that I think you're suggesting here that he really wasn't disturbed by the fact that he was carrying a little girl's dead body out of his house.
We will never know.
Right.
Okay, there are people in the world that...
they're that callous and horrible.
Many, many
sure.
soldiers are going to be able to handle that sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's going to be disturbing for anyone from a big man to a little woman. It wouldn't matter
mm-hmm.
The kind of person you are. It's the mind that you have that would be disturbed by it. And I'm sorry, he's ruined. He's tainted, at the very least, the evidence he's brought forward. If he actually has evidence. I can't figure out whether he still has the pictures or not.
Well, Jack.
No, I don't think he does.
The anti-video game lawyer Jack Thompson would say that if he'd played a few more video games in his lifetime and seen enough digital violence, then he'd be okay, because apparently playing video games actually makes you immune to seeing real-life violence, which, of course, is total bunk. But that's what Jack would argue, of course. And so from there we move to a very, very apparently violent video game with a Christian theme. What's this all about, Mark?
Left Behind, Eternal Forces.
Hmm. Now, there's a book series by that same name, the Left Behind book
yes.
series.
I haven't read a single one of them.
Nor have I.
It's my understanding that they're
very popular.
The Enterprise on that, the powers and principalities and things unseen verse in the Bible that essentially says that the world that we live in here is the fantasy world, that in fact the more real world is the world of demons and angels and God and the devil.
I
and
thought
a
the
pitched spiritual battle against each other.
As I understood it, the Left Behind series is a chronicle of what's supposed to happen once the Revelation starts.
Following Judgment Day, I believe,
okay.
All the good souls are risen to heaven and everybody else is
left
behind.
Right.
Like us.
Yes. So, imagine you're a foot soldier.
Where's this from, by the way?
It's you know what? I took this and I edited it way down.
I see.
So I didn't
no credit.
Yeah, I didn't keep my credit. I'm sorry.
Too bad.
Imagine you're a foot soldier in a paramilitary group whose purpose is to remake America as a Christian theocracy.
Hmm.
Oh.
Remake America by force.
And establish its worldly vision of the dominion of Christ over all aspects of life. You are issued high-tech military weaponry and instructed to engage the infidel in the streets of New York City.
I don't want to imagine this.
You are on a mission, Jason.
Oh.
Both religious and military. To convert
Whoa.
Catholics like yourself.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's right.
Catholic.
Well, an ethnic Catholic.
Essentially.
Convert Catholics, Jews, Muslims, Buddhists, gays, and anyone who advocates the separation of church and state. Especially moderate mainstream Christians.
Hmm.
These are the real taint in Christian society, is the moderate mainstream Christians. Your mission is to conduct physical and spiritual warfare. All who resist will be taken out with extreme prejudice. You are playing a real-time strategy video game whose creators are linked to the empire of the megachurch pastor Rick Warren, best-selling author of The Purpose-Driven Life.
Whoa, okay. Is there more to this? 800-259-9231. We're going to explore this video game. I'm going to go Google around, see if this is for real, because this is almost unbelievable. This anti or this pro-religious violent video game coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Mark.
Join us online as well at freetalklive.com and support the show by shopping with us at Amazon. It's the world's largest internet retailer, and we've got a partnership with them. What you want to do is you want to enter through our website by going to amazon.freetalklive.com. Again, that's amazon.freetalklive.com. You can shop amongst their 30-plus categories of products. Virtually anything that you can think of, you can probably buy it there and more, including everything from sporting goods to electronics to camping supplies to clothing. It's all there, and it'll all be brought to your front door. You don't even have to leave your house, and at the same time, you help support Free Talk Live because we get a percentage of anything that you buy. Amazon.freetalklive.com.
What more could you ask for? They bring it to your door, and you support us.
Exactly. It doesn't get any easier than that. So we're talking about this video game that apparently is in production. I don't think it's been released yet. What's it called again, Mark?
Left Behind Eternal Forces.
And it's essentially a Christian video game. I was poking around here on the web, and it is for real. It is part of the Left Behind book series, so it's tied into that. And what you're telling me is that you've got military weapons.
It's one of these, I can't remember the terminology that the video gamers use for
real-time strategy.
Well, but it's one of these super grandy biggie ones that they say that has the realistic city scenes that you can sort of go anywhere you want.
Okay.
Are you familiar with this?
Yes.
The same Vice City? I don't know. They have some terminology.
No, it doesn't look like Vice City, but it's, okay, go ahead.
Well, it's big like that.
Uh-huh.
All right. The game, slated for release by October 2006, in advance of the Christmas shopping rush, has been previewed at video game exhibitions and reviewed by major newspapers and magazines. But until now, no fan or critic has pointed out the controversial game's connection to Mr. Warren and his Dominist agenda. Mr. Warren is the guy who wrote Purpose Driven Life, apparently.
Okay.
There's some kind of tenuous connection.
Got it.
Time magazine has described Mr. Warren as one of the nation's most influential evangelical Christian leaders. He describes himself as a stealth evangelist and describes his training programs as stealth movement that's flying behind the radar, that's changing literally hundreds, even thousands of churches across the world. He claims that he has sold tens of millions of copies of The Purpose-Driven Life by developing a worldwide network of pastors. So,
what's that have to do with the video game? I don't know.
I just thought I'd give you a little back information on...
But is he behind this game?
Yes. Apparently, he's with part of the whole Left Behind thing.
I see.
So the article claims. What can I tell you?
Okay.
I mean, I haven't researched this that thoroughly as far as what Mr. Warren does, and I don't think that it's that terrible of a thing that they have a Christian video game, but I do think that it's interesting that probably some of the biggest proponents of banning violent video games are probably Christians of the same sort.
Sure. Makes sense.
That they're hoping to market these to the children of.
Right. So they want to ban violent video games except their own.
Well, it's killing demons and stuff, so it doesn't
count. Right.
The game immerses children in present-day New York City, 500 square blocks, stretching from Wall Street to Chinatown, Greenwich Village, the United Nations headquarters, and Harlem. The game rewards children for how effectively they role-play the killing of those who resist becoming born-again Christians.
Come on.
Killing them.
So it's like how the missionaries did it back a couple hundred years ago.
Yeah. Is that what it says in the Bible? Is it...
This would be probably post... Christ returning and all that stuff. I suppose it'll be a much more violent time.
So it's after the good Christians are removed from the earth, that's when this game actually occurs?
Yes.
Is it actually in the Bible that the people that there are people that come back to convert or kill?
No.
No.
800-259-9231. We might explore this a little bit further in hour number two. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. This is for real, by the way, this crazy game. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.